Let's continue now within the moment. It's time to welcome the Prairie Doc. You can see Richard Holm on Ask the Prairie Doc Thursday nights on SDPB-TV. Dr. Holm, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Lori.
How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. It's a kind of an exciting time for me because tonight on Call with the Prairie Doc, we'll have Dr. Lohr and Dr. Trudy from the Mayo Clinic. And Dr. Trudy was the surgeon who did the Whipple procedure on me in May for my pancreatic cancer.
Wow. So that's a moment to...
He knows me inside and out.
He does indeed. All right. We're talking pancreatic cancer, and I'm wondering... you've shared your journey with South Dakota. Let's start there and tell me a little bit what it was like for you, you know, with the television broadcast, with the radio work you do, with the work you do online, when you get your own diagnosis, and you know now that, well, this is going to, I mean, everybody's going to know about this, and how am I going to handle that? How did you sort of process what you would share with, you know, your fans?
Well, I did share on public radio with Tom Dempster. Did you know this?
Yes, I remember that very clearly, yes.
So, and what a nice interview you had with that fabulous man, Tom Dempster.
Yes.
I'll tell you that earlier this morning or this afternoon. Anyway, as a primary care physician, you know, having been a geriatrician, these 40 years of practice and this... and that hospice medical director for I don't know how many years that we've had hospice in Brookings. I've helped many people have to face their potential impending doom, you know, as they come to a cancer diagnosis, or I'm going to close the door here because
absolutely,
or as they approach their own end of life. And so it isn't something that I take lightly, and it isn't something that I have no experience with. It's one of those deals where I've been living it for these years. So one of the things I've watched is people approach it with a great deal of courage, and I figured I better do the same thing. So, and you know, you don't know. Yeah. You have a hope that you're going to get a decent chance of a cure, or at least some more years. And so I'm hopeful that will happen.
Well,
I'm not gonna be there, and that's where it is. You know, that's...
You and I have shared on this program before also about my brother who lives in Minneapolis, and I feel like I could share the good news with you, which is his most recent scan was clear, so he has a little breathing room for the holidays. We can enjoy Christmas without anything hanging over your head although it's always hanging over your head, but a moment of respite. So well deserved.
Same, yes, it is. Yeah. And I had that same scan and report yesterday too. So the holiday is a celebratory moment for me, and I'm pleased to be alive and feeling well and recovered from, or mostly recovered from all of that I've been through. And I would give people encouragement to look at the potential ways of treatment. I had a patient who many patients who have gone through treatment and have had cures and have done well, and I have to support encouragement of going through the things that you can do and give it a chance. We have new and more effective treatment. I wanted to make a couple points about pancreatic.
Yeah, let's go back, and because I think people are wondering. I mean, it's so great that you share your story, but I think people are also wondering, like, what are some of the symptoms that people with this condition have? Where does it begin to show up in the body?
That's the bugaboo about pancreatic cancer. Usually, people with brain cancer and pancreatic cancer don't have symptoms until it sometimes progresses to a further stage. You don't catch it early, as a rule. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one of the problems with pancreatic cancer. When you do have symptoms, and mine came with abdominal pain, and it blocked the biliary tract. Fortunately, the tumor was right there at the bile duct and stopped bile duct up enough to give me pain to bring me to the diagnosis early enough. And so you know, although the pain was pretty bad for a week, it gave me a chance to catch it early enough to have a reasonable chance of treatment. But many people have no symptoms, and a good friend of mine from Pierre had really only weight loss, but he had been working out and exercising and watching his diet, and his physician looked at him and said, you know what, something's fishy, and I'm going to do a CAT scan. And he did, and discovered it in the tail of the pancreas, which is almost never caught because there's no symptoms until way late.
What causes it? Do we know?
Well, I think at this point we know that it's congenital, at least, or has a familial tendency, and certainly there's an association with colon cancer and pancreatic cancer. There's also an association with what is called multiple endocrine neuropathies and endocrine disorders. And this can present with a thyroid problem or a parathyroid problem, neoplasia of some endocrine organ, and it can occur also in the pancreas.
Can you prevent it? I mean, then there's nothing that can be done to really take care of yourself in a way that makes this, you know, that holds this at bay.
Well, you know, we think that there's probably some toxins that's happening. I mean, if you have any eyes at all, you've noticed that more and more people are coming up with the diagnosis of pancreatic cancer, which you probably never heard of 20 years ago. I mean, it's hardly ever mentioned 20 years ago in the lay literature, and now you're seeing it more and more. There's a new movie called Three Billboards in Missouri. It's a very, I think it's a superb but somewhat disturbing movie. It's been promoted as a comedy.
Be warned.
Have you seen it?
I have not, but it's on my list. It seems kind of gripping, and yeah,
there's a story of one person in there that has pancreatic cancer. I mean, you know, ta-da, right. There it is.
Yeah,
and it's always, you hear about it and then it's in your face, and it's, I'm looking at my wife when it pops up in the movie, thinking, you know, poor gal who has to face all of this stuff.
Yeah.
But so there's not a lot to do that you can say to prevent it. The things that you can do to prevent cancer are all those good health things. You know, you eat right, you exercise regularly, and avoid toxins, and then see if you can survive a long time. You can't choose who your parents are.
Right. Well, I got on that treadmill this morning for you, Dr. Holmes. So.
There you go, Lori. At least on Thursdays, I think getting some exercise.
At least on Thursdays, I'm getting better. It's not quite as difficult as it used to be. It's a slow journey, but
it gets better. That's the main thing about exercise you need to tell people.
Maybe it'll get fun someday, but I'm not quite there yet.
I am addicted. There's no question.
All right. I'll let you know when I'm addicted, okay? We'll have years of conversations here, and eventually we'll look back and laugh at So thank you so much. We'll see you next week, and folks can tune in tonight and On Call with the Prairie Doc. Thank you so much, Dr. Holm.
Thank you very much, Laurie.